The Oasis Earth hypothesis is my general assessment of the nature of the alien presence on Earth. Primarily, I believe that there are multiple species existing as factions in different combinations, and that they ranch specific populations of humans on this planet in a manner that's similar to the way the cattle barons of the 1880s ranched North America and Australia. And it's my opinion that the majority, but not 100%, of the alien presence on Earth can be considered hostile because they're benefiting themselves without much regard to benefiting us. And it is my opinion that they are like Bedouins in space, and that they have stellar routes within local or known space, to coin a Larry Niven term, and that they harvest from humans genetic materials that they need in order to replicate themselves in a process which is more complex than cloning, in order to keep their species or multiple species viable for longer than what nature intended.
All right, so when you say that they have, like the cattle barons, that is to say, so one group of aliens, you believe, has the Montana fields, or the, you know, northern Midwest, or southern, southwestern United States. So they break them up by regions, and they aren't competing with each other, that they sort of come to some sort of gentleman's agreement?
Well, they tend to bicker, and there are reports of conflicts among them that I have, in my research, found to be noteworthy. I would say that it's more like certain populations in Malaysia grow to one group, certain populations in Brazil go to another group, certain populations in Mexico and the Latin countries go to another group. With North America, Europe, Africa, those kind of populations being a little less ranched. I believe
who might I have in the upper Midwest here in Minnesota ranching this area?
Well, you know, again, I can't identify specific groups. I mean, I just go with the information, and where it stops, I stop.
Well, okay, but what information leads you to believe that there's ranching going on?
It's my overall impression and assessment of patterns and trends in abductions and other people's abduction research over the last 14 years has led me to a conclusion, and it is an opinion and nothing more than that, and that's why it's called the Oasis Earth Hypothesis, because there's certainly no way to test it as a theory. But I believe that certain populations and family lines are ranched by, you know, certain alien groups that like that particular bloodline and are using it to assist in their own reproduction. There's very, very good research that in North America, including Montana and areas like that, people who have a mixed heritage of Irish and Native American descent are ideal candidates for abduction. The type of people that are most often abducted, based on my research, are people of mixed races who live in such places as Malaysia and Brazil and Mexico, because they have a wider and deeper gene pool than people from Northern Europe or Central Africa, who are more populational and genetic specific to their, you know, specific indigenous population.